For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
It was hot there in Little Rock just like it was around here. We did get overcast skies yesterday, which was nice, but scorcher in Little Rock or Central Arkansas this weekend, Chris?
Oh, yeah, it was. We had overcast yesterday in the central area, but still, it was, we were sitting outside yesterday afternoon letting the kids play in the sprinkler, and it was still felt like, a sauna out there. But, it's July in Arkansas. It's what we expect.
Tomorrow we fly back tonight, and then tomorrow Roger and I, after the show is over, start driving down to Dallas, and we're going to the Star. First of all, we're going to go to Cliff Harris's house, do the show Wednesday morning, five-time Super Bowl safety, won two of those five, lost two of them, Roger, to who? Our good buddy Terry Bradshaw and the Steelers. And you always wondered who would have had more NFL Hall of Famers first. It would probably been if the Cowboys had won those Super Bowls, they would have had more guys in first. But they got all the Steelers guys got in first. Yeah, and Cowboys are in there. But yeah, we'll visit with Cliff Harris. And Chris, you usually go with us on this event. We've got three trophies coming in there. We're going to try to get Terry Bradshaw on the phone with us with Cliff since they used to go toe-to-toe. But you've been down there before, Chris. We were talking about the Seattle Seahawks selling for $9.6 billion. You walk into the headquarters of Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys, and it looks like maybe double that. It's the most opulent place anywhere.
But there's no off season there either. I mean, that's the thing about this facility, because they host everything from associations to organizations from all over the country fly in for this, and they go. It's like a conference center on steroids whenever you walk in.
And so they get the bang for their buck.
Oh, yeah, no, it is
incredible. Five Super Bowl trophies when you walk in. It's so cool,
it's
man.
It's incredible. And not only that, you've got all the Hall of Famers area. You've got these names on the floor when you walk in. One of the cool things is, Cliff is still – revered over there, even though he played, long ago, that he's on the wall in the DB's room. He still holds the record, I think, Baz, right, most Pro Bowls for a safety.
I think that's correct, Chris.
So,
he wears his gold jacket in there. It's the cool. If you're with Dallas, if you're a coach or player and you look up and there's a gold jacket guy coming in, wow, pretty cool stuff. So,
yeah, it's like having a media pass.
Yeah, it was cool having the media essential pass yesterday, Chris.
All access.
All access. Nobody stopped us anywhere.
That gold jacket is an all access.
Yeah, we had one guy stop us for one little thing yesterday.
Yeah, but on Saturday. But we went back to him when we had all access.
And we went by him about 100 times.
Yeah, exactly. Who's your Moses now?
And we even went to some spots we probably weren't supposed to go to.
No, that's true.
It is. They want you at NASCAR. I think the attitude for them is they want media there covering it. They need it. They want it. They want NASCAR to get back. And I will say this. I'm more engaged now, Roger, having gone and watched it.
Yeah,
it is really a cool sport to be there to watch.
I'm more engaged going to that one than I am at hockey. And the other and I say that only because hockey is one of those sports that I can't watch on TV. I didn't get engaged enough in it. NASCAR, you can. And the other thing about NASCAR is it is more fan friendly.
Yeah.
Than any of the stick and ball sports.
You've been waiting to say that all weekend.
Stick and ball sports. Listen, there's no way 30 minutes before the race, the football game starts. Now, again, you mentioned it. You've got to be more intense. You've got to be more this.
Football.
And it's a whole different deal. I don't know where your head's at. But going 200 miles an hour, you need to have some. You got to use your head and all of that. But there is no way.
They're letting people walk around.
There is no more
fan-friendly. 30 minutes before the race.
Was it you, Qualsey, that told us that the reason that we still have access like that is because that's the way it's always
been? No, that's what the guy from the comms guy said. He said that's the way
that's
always done it. And he said, we're not
changing.
That's
the way it always is.
Yeah.
There is no way. There is no way. You could see a guy, and if you got a ton of money, you don't always have to show it. And a lot of people that have tons of money don't show it off. You don't know Frank Fletcher and Greg Hatcher or who they are, or David Hendricks and those guys, or James Finch and all that. They don't show it. They're not flashy and all that kind of stuff. So you could see a guy that, to Qualls' point, you could see a guy wearing a tank top, shorts, walking around there with a tattoo and all that, engaged back there, and have a VIP pass like we did. He could be a $300 million guy. He could be a $30,000 a year job guy. And everybody has access back there, and to be able to talk to, and men and women as well.
Yeah, it was a big crowd beforehand. Yeah,
it's so good.
And they do the WWE thing. They actually had wrestling, Chris, out in front on Christian, out in front of the track. And they had wrestlers going wrestling WWE style.
What did the wrestler tell you, Dave?
There was a steroid, good-looking wrestler came up, and I said, he walked
by. You said, did you win?
I said, did you win? And he said,
you don't look like this and lose.
You don't look like this and lose. I said, that's a great line.
It sure
I said,
is.
That's a great line.
It's a fantastic.
I wish I could use that.
Listen, they had wrestling over here. They had wrestling going on. They had a guy on let's say, Christian and folks, that he's on a piano.
Oh, that's
on
right.
A platform, a mobile platform that he is going around, riding around.
The piano rolls around.
Yeah.
And he's playing.
He don't even know it, but exactly. He's playing and he's singing.
It's like karaoke. The piano is rolling around the asphalt.
It is a. It's a carnival atmosphere.
Yeah, like a state fair.
There's
fan engagement everywhere.
Engagement everywhere.
All right, speaking of the fans. Our question of the day, Steve, the question of the day is going to be related to you, to say if you were going to be sponsored by anybody, that the product that you endorse the most, that you use the most of, what would it be? For me, you said Diet Coke. Roger would be.
He's going to have three cars.
Okay.
He's got to have Oakland.
Oakland,
yeah. It's going to be one of them. One of them is going to be Apple because of the AirPods. Okay. Yeah. And the other one is
Topo Chico.
He's got four cars.
Yes.
He's Topo Chico and he's Walmart.
Well,
we realized this weekend that Walmart, he's got to be a major shareholder.
Everybody goes to Walmart.
Every 30 minutes he goes, okay, it's time to go to Walmart.
I'm not sure that he's not a secret shopper.
Listen. Here's the thing, folks. So here's the thing. Who is your hood sponsor? Who is your main sponsor? That's it to the question. So, Christian, this is what I was talking to you about, Christian, that I wanted to talk to you about for our question of the day. So who is your main sponsor? Now, if you don't know Chris, who would my wife say that I am? So, Chris, who would your wife say is you spend way too much time doing whatever
you use
this?
What's your product?
I don't know if I have a product. Like
doesn't have
to
be.
Product.
It could be a thing.
Holding to a product.
Yeah. Now hold on, Roger. I think if you're talking about the umbrella part, right? Like yours would be Walmart, and then underneath you have certain layers underneath that.
Well, now see, those are the contingencies.
I think whatever. I think we're just trying to find one that.
Well, for instance, like Denny Hamlin is Sport Clips. He's got Sport Clips on the hood. He's got Sport Clips on the side. That's your main sponsor. So if you're a hood sponsor,
I think for this bit, it's whatever you think.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, whatever you think.
Probably
that you use more than.
There we go.
You're a big Costco.
I'm a Costco guy. I like Costco.
Okay.
I like a good Costco lunch.
Recently, I
crossed the dad threshold of buying clothes from Costco. Yeah, so.
They got nice clothes.
Well, you know who's going to be disappointed about that? Our friends in Bentonville. They won't like to hear that.
They just stopped using solar energy out there. I've never been to Costco.
Have you been to Costco before?
I've been once, but we don't have one in Hot Springs, so we don't.
Christian, have you been to Costco?
Yeah, I went yesterday.
Okay, wow, that's ironic. So, how would you judge Costco versus Walmart?
Well, I mean, it's just two different. You have to compare
comparable.
It to Sam's.
They're very comparable.
They're almost the same.
So if they're, wow, okay,
they have their own niches, you know.
Yeah.
Costco has a liquor store.
Oh, and Walmart does not.
No, or Sam's doesn't have.
There's
like
bulk. I mean,
Costco does.
You go there and you buy stuff. All right. Bulk.
Yeah.
So let's hit it. I know we got to hit the break here. As we go to break, someone says my sponsor would be Cupid's. That's from JT.
Well done, JT.
Oh, here's another one. Roger would have. Listen, no, Roger's got one car with 1,000. Ava Bella would be a good
100%.
One. Yes. 100%. Someone says their biggest problem with NASCAR is the media platform. It used to always be on Fox. Now you never know where to watch. That's a great point.
That is a great point.
It was Saturday night with CW. Last night with TNT. And then the other night it's Fox.
And it's going to be a lot more. Amazon is going to be very strong in it to the future. But I will tell you, as that fan says, the benefit of this these kind of live stream platforms is they're able to manipulate their time frame easier than the national network. And that happened a couple of weeks ago where they moved the race up 2 hours, got the whole race in. Like last night they had the rain delay. If they were on the CW, they could have moved the race up 2 hours, got the whole race in, and we'd have been out of there for
a I didn't know that they started late like they do. I didn't know. I thought NASCARs were running in the afternoon.
Yeah, last usually night the day races. Because there's no other sport on last night, and TNT took advantage of that.
Yeah, for viewing, nighttime's the best. But, Roger, you're right. Most of these are day races. Right. They're not always night.
Well, you said, I mean, heat plays a part.
Yeah, heat plays, especially down here.
Someone says two things. Y'all are cutting out bad on YouTube. Christian, you'll just have to take a look at that. The other one, were you guys at NASCAR to support a specific driver? Initially, we were not.
No.
And then we come to find out that Saturday night, a young man named Jake Finch, 21 years old, is the son of one of my dad's best friends who was a NASCAR owner. So we were here, and Chris, he was sixth place with 22 laps to go Saturday night, and then he
made one mistake.
And he got surrounded.
He got a run. He was on the outside. They were too wide. He got a run. He made the decision to go inside. When he did, he had never felt that kind of air turbulence before. And had he stayed in line,
we were telling him, get out.
He would have been. I think I legitimately thought he would be a top five guy. That's how well he ran. But he got inside, car got loose and to the wall, and then he finished 30th. But still, I think Junior Motorsports and Dale Jr. are very pleased with his performance.
I would say two other things. My sponsor would be Morning Mayhem. I like that. I said Mountain Dew Zero. That's there we go.
I guess at one time, there's no doubt that my hood sponsor would have been Big Red.
Yep.
Because of all the Big Reds and everything. Of course, now it's been replaced with Family Market. But we've got so many. You know, well, obviously, we'd be driving a Dodge, though, because of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
We've already done this bit because we've got RJ. If Christian can find that.
Christian, you have to look it up.
Roger has so many sponsors. He did a bit to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
RJ did, I think. All right, don't go away. It is 7:47 live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks to Oaklawn for sponsoring our Summer of Adventure. Don't go away.